Welcome to Bridgeway Christian Church's Daily Advent Prayer. Today is Tuesday, December 23rd. My name is Christy Kiley, and I've been a part of the Bridgeway community for 13 years. Today, and every Tuesday during Advent, we will reflect on the symbols of this season and let them guide our prayers. Today, we will consider the Christ candle, which is traditionally lit on Christmas Eve. The candle sits in the center of the Advent wreath, reminding us of the truth of Colossians 1:17. In Him, all things hold together. It is surrounded by the other four candles, which remind us that God's hope, peace, joy, and love are only possible because of the centrality of Christ in our lives. Unlike the outer four candles, which are either purple to symbolize repentance, or pink to symbolize joy, the Christ candle is white. This represents the purity and sinlessness of Christ, the spotless Lamb of God who came to take away the sins of the world. It also symbolizes a shift from the somber season of Advent into the joy of celebrating Christ's arrival. If Advent is a season of waiting and anticipation, the lighting of the Christ candle is about celebration, as we rejoice in the truth that our waiting is over and our King has come. The flickering light of the candle reminds us of the words of Isaiah 9:2. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shone. It also reflects the truth of John 1. In Him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the arrival of your Son, Jesus. We thank you that He truly is the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. Today, we celebrate the truth that His light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. We thank you that Christmas is a tangible reminder to us that you did not leave us in darkness, but you brought your light into the world. As we reflect on the Christ candle today, we thank you for the purity of Jesus, who lived a perfect life in our place and died on the cross for our sins. We remember the words of 2 Corinthians 5:21. For our sake He made Him to be sin who knew no sin, so that in Him we might become the righteousness of God. Show us what it means today to live knowing that our sins have been forgiven, and that through our faith in Christ, we have become the righteousness of God. As we celebrate your birth, may we also remember the purpose for which you came. You came to die so that we might be saved and set free. Help us to live today with the joy of our salvation at the top of our mind. Today we also remember the words of Jesus, your Son, from John 8:12. I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. We confess that it is easy to get discouraged by the darkness of our world and the darkness in our own hearts, but we thank you for the truth that you truly are the light of the world that makes the darkness flee. Save us today from fixating on darkness, and instead, lift up our heads that we may walk in your light. As we go about our day today, help us to see specific opportunities to shine your light and love in the places you take us. Finally, as we remember the Christ candle at the center of the Advent wreath, we reaffirm today that you are the center of our lives. We consider the words of Saint Augustine, who famously said, "You have made us for yourself, and our hearts are restless until they find rest in you." We confess that we have wandering hearts that seek to find our identity and purpose in so many other things in this world. And yet deep down, we know that you have made us to make you our center. So today, we give you your rightful place on the throne of our hearts. Help us to find rest in you today, the one who came to give us abundant life and who promised to never leave us nor forsake us. We give you our lives and our love And we pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen.